Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money. But how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, January 15th. And because the 15th falls on a Saturday, your quarterly taxes are not due until the 18th. So there you know. How about that? Because we've got a holiday on Monday. So if you're the kind of person who has to pay quarterly taxes, it's the 18th for you, okay? Keep that in mind. Don't want you to miss that deadline. Hey, this is the program that provides unconventional and hopefully entertaining insights on your money and your life. I am Jill Schlesinger. Mark Talercio is running the program behind the wall. And sometimes he does come on the air. But if you want to hear Mark, you have to go check out our other broadcast. It's called Eye on Money. All of our stuff is on our website, jillonmoney.com. All you need to do is click the contact button in order to ask your question, and we're happy to answer it. However, the best way to get to us is, of course, to send us your question and then tell us that if you want to come on the air, because we'd love to ask those follow-up questions. Hey, this is a Colorado, it's a Rocky Mountain kind of a weekend, because we're going to have two folks who join us from Colorado today. Greg is on the line from Colorado, and we're going to talk about his mortgage, whether or not he should pay it off. Hi, Greg. What can we do for you?
So in my message, I had said that I'm 65. I'm going to be retiring at the end of the year. We have just recently sold two properties that we were using for rental properties. We made a profit on, and it was enough that we could pay off our primary residence. Mm-hmm. And so I was wondering, you know, would it be more beneficial to go ahead and pay off the mortgage on our primary residence, or would it be better to use that money and invest it and continue with the mortgage?
Okay, let's go through a few of the details. The
sure.
Primary residence, how much is it worth approximately?
Well, so I would estimate between $550,000 and $600,000.
Okay. How much remains on the outstanding mortgage?
About $300,000.
The net that you receive from selling those two rental properties, how much money is there?
There was about $330,000.
You're retiring at the end of this year. Tell me what you have saved for retirement. How are you floating this retirement? Because you sound young, and 65 means that you could live like 20, 25 years, maybe 30. So how much money have you saved already for retirement?
Well, independent of that money, about $1.2 million. I've got a military pension from two of my employers. I have two kind of smaller pensions. One is $1,000. So the military pension is about $5,000 a month. The pension from one employer is about $1,000 a month, and the pension from the other employer is about $2,000 a month.
Holy smokes, man. You're like swimming in money. You got $8,000 a month coming in, and that doesn't include any Social Security?
That's correct.
That's great. How much do you think you need to live on?
Probably about $8,000 a month.
Okay, no, that's cool.
We're about at $10,000 right now, but then if we pay the house off,
I gotcha.
I gotcha. And how old is your spouse?
She's also 65.
Okay. Did you ever look at your Social Security benefit? Are you entitled to Social Security, each of you?
So I think my Social Security benefit is about $2,400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And hers, well, she was a stay-at-home mom.
So she'll get half of yours.
She'll get half of that.
Okay. But that's kind of cool because right there, you know, you have, you know, $3,600 a month plus your $8,000. I mean, it's taxable, right? So even if you're at $10,000 a month net, you know, you're getting pretty close here of reaching your goals. And if you had to dip into that retirement account, you certainly could. How about money outside of retirement? Do you have any cash on hand or an investment account?
Yeah. So that $1.2 is including $100,000 in a money market.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, well, there's two money markets. One has $100,000 and the other has about $30,000.
Okay.
And then the rest is combination of IRA and just brokerage account.
Okay. And the brokerage, though, is non-retirement, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that, I mean, the reason why I asked that question, so everyone listening understands, is that, you know, if you had all of the money and it was all in retirement accounts, I might be less inclined for you to pay off the primary residence mortgage because we'd love for you to make sure that you have some liquidity, right? I mean, there is that you want to have money available to you. And so it doesn't mean that you shouldn't pay off this mortgage. I'm just saying that it is important as you get into retirement, because you are no longer earning income, that we have a pool of money that you can access so that the money that you are taking out of your retirement account, an IRA, is going to be taxable to you. And so that's going to add to your tax burden. And so I think that there is a good case to be made to say, okay, don't pay this whole mortgage off right now because we want you to have liquidity. How much in IRA versus brokerage? Do you know?
I would say probably $700,000 is in retirement IRA.
Okay, got it.
Combination of IRA and 401k.
Gotcha.
And 403b.
Okay. Good. All right. So you've got some money that's in brokerage. Look, I think that, you know, are you going to actually stay in this house for a while? Is this the house you want to die in? Is this the kind of guy you are? Yeah, I want to die in this house. Here's what I would think of doing. I would think that if you like the idea of having some of this paid down, it's fine. I wouldn't pay it all down. When is it a 30 or a 15 year right now?
30.
And when is it actually due?
I would say maybe 24. 25 years.
Okay. So what if we did this? What if, because you've got tons of income and you have liquidity, what if you took the net of these two properties and you took half of the money and you paid off half of this mortgage and you put the other half in the brokerage account? And then we see what the tax liability is really going to be. You see how your cash flow goes. You kind of see whether or not you guys feel like you are, you know, kind of living well. You'll shave years off of this, right? But you will give yourself the opportunity to also have liquidity and understand what retirement needs really are going to be versus just, you know, pulling it out of the air, right? So in that respect, normally I would say, don't pay it off. But I do feel like because you have so much income, it might give you some peace of mind to pay some of that off. So I'm okay with that. I just don't want you to sink the whole net proceeds into the mortgage pay down. Okay, if you've got a mortgage payoff question, or maybe you want to accelerate that mortgage pay down, or maybe you're thinking about buying a home, maybe housing's on your mind, whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, and while you're on the site, don't forget to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Mark really is encouraging me to pump the newsletter. We're going to try it. I'm not doing this the whole year, Mark. I can't. But how about like maybe for a few months? That seems fine to me, because otherwise people are going to be so annoyed. We love to answer your questions. We'd love to have you on the air with us. We'd love for you to get the free weekly newsletter. We'd love for you to check out all the content that is on the site, whether it's stuff that I've written or old shows or TV segments and resource section, whatever it is, just bookmark JillOnMoney.com. That's the way to rock and roll. You always have it there for you. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.